Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland. Welcome back to my channel. Here I'm talking about the Budapest Memorandum. Appositely enough, completely coincidentally, I've got Carl Gustav Emil Mannerheim on my T-shirt. Okay, sort of someone who led Finland's fight for freedom against Stalinist aggression. So a symbol for our times, ever he was one. And I know he made a rather unfortunate alliance in the exigent situation of 1941. But that aside. So the Budapest Memorandum, not surprising, was signed, yes, as the name suggests, at the bottom. Okay. Now, in the capital of Hungary, the 5th of December, 1994. Now, Bill Clinton, evil bastard, murderer of the Palestinians he was, but he was right on some things. So there he met with the then president of Ukraine, Leonid Kravchuk, formerly the communist apparatchik, secretary of the Communist Party of the Ukrainian SSSR, and President Boris Yeltsin, president of the Russian Federation, and they signed it there. And the other contracting parties to it were the United Kingdom, Kazakhstan, and indeed Belarus. Okay, so it was about giving up these nuclear weapons, because when the Soviet Union ended, the Soviet nuclear arsenal was in Ukraine, Kazakhstan, and Russia. And Ukraine had it, was it the second biggest nuclear arsenal in the world? I'm not sure about Belarus as well, but the Russian states send their nukes there these days. So they all reaffirmed their recognition of this, and they all became parties to the Treaty on Nuclear Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons. Okay, so Ukraine gave away its nuclear arsenal to Russia for free, partly Russia respecting their sovereignty. And though they said they would respect the signatories' independence and sovereignty in the existing borders, in accordance with the principles of the CSCE final act, close quotation. So Ukraine's borders were fixed, absolutely clear and agreed at that time, agreed yet again by Russia in 2003, with even Putin himself recognizing the territorial demarcation, which includes the Crimean Peninsula as an integral part of Ukraine. This is a second article of the Budapest Memorandum. Refrain from the threat or use of force against the territorial integrity or political independence of the signatories to the memorandum, and undertake that none of their weapons will ever be used against these countries except in cases of self-defense or otherwise in accordance with the Charter of the United Nations. Close quotations. So there's Russia's trying to take Ukraine's territory, constantly interfering with independence, saying you can't do this with your internal policies, your external policies. So yet again, a flagrant and material breach of the Budapest Memorandum, a treaty freely entered into by Russia. And Russia hasn't even withdrawn it to it. Under lex genitum, yes, a nation state is entitled to withdraw from a treaty, and they haven't done it. Then they might have some sort of arguable case, and their illegal and unprovoked aggression against Ukraine is not in accordance with the principles of the Charter of the United Nations. They didn't put it to the United Nations, didn't even attempt that. No Security Council resolution in their favor, no even General Assembly resolution in their favor. Okay, so there they are trying to change borders by force, which is a blatant breach of the United Nations Charter. And so we go on. Refrain from economic coercion designed to subordinate their own interest, the exercise by Ukraine, Republic of Belarus and Kazakhstan, the rights inherent in its sovereignty, and thus to secure the advantages of any kind. Close quotation. Because, of course, Russia's very often done this, trying to cut off oil and gas and so on, cyber attacks, because they were so economically interlinked to Ukraine, to try and promote politicians who were Moscow stooges and to oust those who were not. The attempted murder of President Viktor Yushchenko way back in 2004. The murder of other people in Ukraine and so forth, rigging elections, pumping out disinformation. Four, seek immediate Security Council action to provide assistance to the signatory if they should become a victim of the act of aggression or an object of a threat of aggression which nuclear weapons are used. Now, okay, Ukraine's gone to the United Nations numerous times, but so far nuclear weapons haven't been used. The only ones who's mentioning using nuclear weapons is Russia. Okay, Putin and his acolytes repeatedly publicly brought up the threat of nuclear weapons, false accused Ukraine of attempting to develop nuclear weapons, But where and when and how and what's their evidence? Absolutely none whatsoever. And I thought the Ruskies might detonate a small nuclear device in Ukraine and blame it on the Ukrainians and say it was them, something like that. But they like to do these false flag operations, you know, like shelling a Soviet town near the border with Finland to start that war in 1939, something the Soviet government subsequently admitted and so forth. And so we go on. Okay. It was all more about not using nuclear weapons, which they haven't. So there they were giving away all this stuff, right? And there was a declaration of state sovereignty of Ukraine on the 19th of July, 1990. And Ukraine said it would not accept, produce or acquire nuclear weapons. Right, didn't, but it already had them and eventually got rid of them. And now it wasn't clear there's going to be absolute independence, but it was the right to declare independence in 1990. They eventually did so in 1991. So, yeah, there was the Lisbon Protocol to the START 1 treaty, signed in 1992 as in strategic treaty for arms limitation, really, and so forth. So these are the Budapest memorandum and security guarantees from the United Kingdom and the United States. So, so the US was concerned about nuclear proliferation. The more countries that have them, the more likely they're to be used. Russia, Kazakhstan in severe economic difficulties. If they don't use them, sell them. Sell them to North Korea, whoever. And so the United States doesn't want more countries, Saudi Arabia, whoever, to try and develop them. South Korea, Taiwan, well, why shouldn't they? But you've got security guarantees. But, you know, if the United States is not honoring its word, is not assisting Ukraine financially, militarily, with intelligence and so forth, countries like Saudi Arabia, South Korea, forth, will draw the conclusion, well, we're going to have to develop our own nuclear arsenals. And they could afford to, because the United States is not to be relied upon. Now, you might say that the USA shouldn't be an ally of Saudi Arabia, and indeed it shouldn't. It's a regime even more egregiously oppressive than that of Iran. And they're not against Saudi Arabians. They're plenty good Saudi Arabians, but they suffer under their regime. They will see that the United States is a faithless ally. And Uncle Sam often has thrown its allies to the wolves and has appeased its enemies. So this is something that was signed by the president of Russia, ratified by the Russian parliament. And they had democracy back then. They had real elections in Russia. And the 1996 election, it was thought that Yeltsin would even lose. Scraped through the first round, won the second round, although there may well have been fraud in the second round. According to Boris Nemtsov, Dmitry Medvedev later told him that actually Yeltsin lost the second round and they just falsified the votes. They manufactured lots of bogus votes for him so that Gennady Zyuganov, the communist, didn't get back in. But anyway, but that's by the by. The Duma that ratified this was a real Duma, a really elected deputies and so on. So that's what the Budapest Memorandum is and why it's so important and how utterly treacherous and deceitful the Russian regime is, how despicable Putin is. So it's not to be trusted. And don't trust him. You'd have to be absolutely imbecilic to trust him. Who's an idiot enough to trust a single word he said? He will renege on his promises. He will shamelessly break them. There was sworn in a stack of holy Bibles. He will break his promises. Do not trust him as far as you can punch him. Anyway, thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate to PayPal, georgecallan7@gmail.com. Goodbye.